Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire broadcast, this podcast, is being recorded and aired for April the 16th, 2023. Well, we're going to continue with yesterday. My questioner wants to remain anonymous. We'll call him Mr. Anonymous. He's an interesting person and gave me some background on him and how long he's been listening and watching Aspire, I guess, for many, many moons. So here we go. Okay, we have more. Here's his questions. What do you say to people who are indifferent to your message? Well, that would be probably the majority of people that listen. I don't think people understand the nature of their life. They're so filled with the fear of shame and criticism. If you knew that what you were doing was going to be very gratifying, but not in your best interest, spiritually speaking, what would you do? Well, you know what you'd do. You'd do it anyway. You know, it's the Tweety Bird thing. If I do'd it, I get a whipping. I do'd it. And that's really what it's all about. I am a teacher of consequence. I am not interested in philosophy or religion at all. I have found that to be just a terrible thing that you could lay on people and it just really wouldn't help. What is helpful, what is important is insight into how the mechanism of this world works and life in general. And I turn to the great masters, Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu. And I love Lao Tzu because he describes this life as the Tao, as an energy that works in its own means and way. And if we become harmonious to it, if we can fall into harmony with it, then something of uniqueness begins to bloom in our life. Hence why I am working with my students now very diligently on the Tao. So most people aren't interested in something like that. They don't care. We're a nation and a country and a world full of people who are just trying to survive. They're not figuring out what their life is. They're not exploring the depths of it. They're just living their in and through their bodies and trying to find some kind of happiness in them. They are very, very treacherous, these things called our body, because one moment they're giving us all sorts of gratifications, and then in the next moment, before you know it, for those gratifications, we suffer the consequences of them. And that is in our health, in our psychology, where a lot of us are mentally ill. We run around and we're sick in our minds, sick in our bodies, and we're sick of our life. We blame politics and government for the way we are, and we try to live our life as a matter of politics rather than love, rather than finding out what the true meaning, the substance of living is all about. And when you try to talk about this with people, they reject it. I don't want to, they're afraid to admit they can't understand it. That's the big thing. For years and years and years, I labored under the idea that I just wasn't able to reach people. And then I realized, oh, I was reaching them all right. They just didn't like what they heard. They just don't understand, and they don't want to understand. Most people have come to a conclusion about themselves, their world, their life, and that's it. It doesn't go any further than that. And anything that you would say, or I would say, that goes against the grain of all of that means that they reject it, because I've got my set little ways, my own ideas, and that's the way I want to live my life. And I don't want you, Greg Penn, ever challenging me in that or making me think I'm wrong. Because wrong is bad to the pedestrian mentality, and they can't understand anything beyond their ego, their vanity, their pride. So that's really what it's all about. And how do I feel about that? I think what I really feel about that is futility. I have long turned my back long ago on the conventional mind and religion and the conventional mindset of religion that you're here to, you know, have your divine rights, whatever they may be. There are so many terrible teachers out there who propagate lies for the sake of their own profit, and I just can't go there. I'd rather be where I am now than where I could have been had I taken the common road, the road that is most traveled. That's how I really feel. All right, here's the second part of his question. How do you, what do you say to people who are indifferent to meditation, kindness, and compassion? I say you miss. That's all I can say. What am I going to do, condemn them for not recognizing the way, the truth, and the light? I don't think, you know, that matters much to people. We have to live according to the premise of our mental acuity, I'm afraid. That's the way it goes. Buddha talked about it, the three kinds of students. The first, the worst kind is the one who needs the whip to the skin, or excuse me, to the marrow of the bone. And that's what I find most people are about. And then there are those who need it to the skin, and then those who need only the shadow of the whip. But I think this country, I think people, in my experience as a teacher, they need it to the marrow of the bone, which means that they need to do things that produce huge consequences in their life. And there is no consequence that is more telling and more, in my experience, painful than that of missing my life, missing the meaning, the gravitas of my life. And just thinking that my living, if I am doing my living and enjoying my living and having fun and all the other things that are about having a life in this world, and thinking that that is the meaning of my existence and that's the way it should be. Meditation, not everybody wants to meditate, hardly anybody, and real meditation requires sacrifice, and people are not going to sacrifice anything for the sake of meditation. Compassion, well, that, you know, that depends. People think of it as what's right and justified and what you deserve and what you don't deserve. So that's not going to work. And as far as kindness is concerned, it's been reduced down to, I guess, being polite. I don't see much kindness in the world. I really don't. I see a lot of selfishness. I see a lot of pride. I see a lot of assumption. And I see a lot of stupidity. So you can't fix stupid, and you can't make people do things they're not ready to do. In this world, we are here to receive treatment to the marrow of the bone. That's really what it's all about. We live via the marrow of the bone. So unless it hurts, and hurts badly, we probably won't do much about it. And I have found that there are many nihilists out there. We live in a world that is not... what shall we say, really religious. It's the bromide for living here on this earth is nihilism. That's the way we answer everything, through nihilism. And so, you know, our religion is nihilistic. And that is the new philosophy. That is the new religion. That is the new everything. And I, you know, I look at it and I say, they will be done. And when you have great difficulty based on the fact of how you have lived within your life, you shouldn't be surprised. Going against the grain of this life as love is a very dangerous and iffy proposition, and I wouldn't recommend it to most people. But that's what people like to do, and that's what they're going to do. So you can't teach a pig to sing. It wastes your time and annoys the pig. That's one of my four noble truths. Have a good one. I'll be back on the air next week. Thank you, Mr. Thank you, for being so thoughtful as to write me. Mr. Anonymous, I bow to you. Please forgive me, all of you. Namaste.